Whether you're just looking to stay warm during a hunt or need maximum concealment, the clothing you wear can make or break a hunt. At MidwayUSA.com, we understand hunting clothing has come a long way with more meticulously crafted camo patterns, advanced scent control technologies, and weatherproof options to withstand the elements. Hunters have to wait until their favorite season, but shouldn't wait on gear, which is why MidwayUSA offers super fast shipping. When you're ready for your next system, log on to MidwayUSA.com. Knives, machetes, saws, and shears, multi-tools, shovels, swords, axes, spears, hatchets, and tomahawks. If it cuts, snips, slices, or chops, Midway USA has it. Find great gift ideas in our huge selection of pocket knives and other everyday carry folding knives. Make a statement or create a family legacy with one of our top-of-the-line hunting knives. We've got a great selection of manual and electric sharpeners, too. For just about everything for the outdoors, check out MidwayUSA.com.
Welcome to the Paddle and Fin Podcast Network. We have a super cool interview coming up with a fellow New Canoe team member of mine. Buzz is going to join us here, going to sit down with us. We're going to talk New Canoe. We're going to talk kayak fishing. We're going to talk all kinds of stuff. Let's go ahead and get that Doc Talk going now. And a fine good evening to you folks. Welcome to the TPO Doc Talk Podcast. It's me, Gene, your host. We have got a cool interview lined up here tonight with a fellow New Canoe team member of ours, Buzz. He's going to stop in. We're going to talk with him. As a reminder, this show is pre-recorded. Again, everything you're seeing here is pre-recorded. If you're joining us on Facebook or YouTube and you're commenting, we can't thank you enough. We'll get back and we'll definitely take a look at those and make sure we can reply to those. If you have an urgent question you want to know, hit me up, DM me, okay? There's a reason why we're not replying right now, because this, what you're watching right now, is pre-recorded. We're not actually live. The wonders of technology. Tonight's episode brought to you by Battle Born Tackle, as all of the TPO podcasts are. Go check them out at battlebornTackle.com, at battlebornTackle, hashtag battlebornTackle. Small business, veteran owned. Prices as good as the big box. Free shipping on the lower 48. You can't beat it, man. You're taking care of your wallet. You're taking care of your fishing addiction, and you're taking care of the Karma Bank, man. Supporting a small business that is veteran owned. Good win, win, win all the way around the board. Go check them out, Battleborn Tackle. You will be very happy that you did. And the more that we support them, the more their product line expands. So that's an awesome deal. You can be part of helping get that going. Speaking of that, make sure to smash that subscribe button for us on the TPO podcast at YouTube. YouTube is a big platform for us. It's the major area that we are really pushing this, along with the audio side of things. But the YouTube is an area that our subscriptions there would really, really help. So make sure to share that with your family and friends. More subscribes we get, the better that is. All right, folks, we're going to go ahead and get this thing fired up here and push you over here so you can sit down with us and we'll get to know Buzz a little bit. So enjoy, grab a beverage. Here we go. So, as you know, we've had the opportunity and the privilege to join Team New Canoe this year as part of their national team. They've had the opportunity to kind of redesign how teams lay out now, and they're always refining and looking to make things better. And the two major pieces that they're always looking to improve upon is the customer experience and their relationships with dealers, man. That's really been the big focus, because with those two things, the customers who benefits always through that, obviously better product, better customer service, better response to the dealers from the manufacturer itself. Can't go wrong with that. Well, they move this over now and they've realigned things. And so we now have a national fishing team. It's a short list. There's not a lot of us on this, but I've got a fellow member of the national team now here that we're going to go ahead and bring into the show here with us. This is a guy we're getting from the sunny state of Florida down here. Let's go ahead and bring in Mr. Buzz. Buzz, welcome to the show, sir.
Hey, how's it going? Gene, thanks for having me here tonight.
You bet, man. You bet. I appreciate you taking time out of this. Now, it is not uncommon that I murder last names. Help me pronounce your last name. You notice I didn't say it because I didn't want to like completely butcher it. So how do we pronounce your last name?
Yeah, it's Buzz Berline. B-I-R.
So it is Berline.
Ignore the E. Yeah, just ignore the E. Gotcha. Or I should maybe just take it away some days to help
you. Well, see, that's how I say it in my head is Berline. But I was like, wait a minute now, is it Beerline? Is it Beerline? You know?
Yeah, people say Beerline, but yeah, which is pretty good usually around the campfire.
Right.
Beerline, whatever. I mean, just as long as they say Buzz, which isn't very hard for folks.
Right. Yeah. Three letters, baby. I got that one. Awesome stuff, man. Well, listen, thank you for taking time out of your schedule here and sitting down with us and talking fishing, talking new canoe. You're down in Florida down there, dude. It's the weather. They had a nice, the weather treated them pretty nice for that Hobie Boss opener, and I see you got a chance to go visit over there.
Yeah, so I helped. I didn't participate in this year. This is the timing and the finances didn't work out for me in the right ways, but the schedule kind of turned around for me. I was able to help Guillermo Gonzalez, who's former national champion with KBF, and he rides a Pursuit, a new canoe Pursuit. He had some problems with the motor, getting the motor down here, and he travels a lot. So he called me up, and I was able to – I let him borrow my boat for the tournament. And then so when
nice,
I
– Nice.
Yeah, yeah. I kind of went through it and getting the motor guide, you know, the bow mount motor guide on the front, and, you know, just set them up as well as I could and then picked it up. So I was fortunate to see the award ceremony. I posted that on my Facebook page, Buzz Berline. And yeah, it was a really exciting tournament. Yeah, they had great weather. I predicted like the day before, I don't know if you saw that post or not, that they were going to have multiple double digits, and it didn't surprise me. I think they had two or three. And they had a huge one in practice too. So,
dude, there were some straight slaunches caught down there and put up on the board. The largest, if I saw that right from AJ, the largest fish ever submitted in a tournament online was put up there from the Harris Chain.
Yeah, for the Hobies, yes. I think some people in other tournaments have even had like a 27 inch up there one time, according to Dwayne. But wow. Yeah, it was an awesome tournament. You know, the Florida guys showed out. You know, we always get kind of worried down here, you know, in our home lakes that you know, it's sometimes tough. People come in from out of state and they dominate where, you know, a lot of people fish history if they've been here before.
Right.
We had some guys do really well. And, you know, it's just exciting to see. You know, I'm always rooting for the new canoe guys and the Florida guys because, you know, we're down here and we see each other a lot. But yeah, it was a great tournament. And AJ does awesome on the Hobie BLS, and Steve Fields there. And yeah, it's a really well-run tournament.
So by the time this airs, my interview with Blake will have aired because I just had a chance to sit down with him last week and chat a little bit. How exciting is it now? Really thinking, I'll be honest with you, I thought it was going to take a few more years for Hobie to pull the trigger on it, but how exciting is it now that we can get the new canoe platforms on level playing field, you know, in the Hobie Boss stuff here, man, seeing some of our guns get in there and go to work. That's exciting stuff.
Oh yeah. You know, that's one reason why I actually wasn't in the tournament, because I usually set my schedule way far advanced, maybe than other folks. Cause in Florida, our season starts in November, so we kind of do a 2023-2024 tournament where everybody up north, you know, they still have ice on the water.
Dude. We're out west here.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so I've already had three tournaments in our regional division with Florida Bass Nation. So we're halfway through our season already.
Wow.
So, so I think it's really going to be special with Hobie. I mean, they've, you know, for various reasons, they've limited still a couple tournaments.
Yep.
And the pivot drive has always been out there. You know, I think Derek Brundle is on the national team. He's been out there on the pivot drive and that sort of thing. But where it really paid off is like the second day down there at Harris, because it was really blowing pretty hard. And even at the award ceremony, the guys were talking about if they didn't have a motor, how whipped they were. Like,
yeah,
you can get spent easily, you know, and as you know, with 20 mile an hour winds, either paddling or pedaling.
Yep.
And it's an advantage to have a motor for sure. And I'm really glad they did. I'll probably be in one of those, you know, eventually. So we'll see.
Nice, man. Nice. You know, and that's the thing. It's like, no, I totally support those who prefer to pedal, you know, or paddle their way through this stuff. Hey, man, you do you. I just, when I looked at, you know, Hobie and Bassmaster, for me in my head, I want to see the best anglers compete there. And I don't want to see the best anglers that have the best pedal drive. I want to see the best anglers. You know what I mean? It's like, we give it to Hobie, dude. That drive of theirs, that pedal drive system is phenomenal. They yeah. knocked it out of the park with that. You know, and we all know it. I've seen it. Shit, dude, I've been going against current Missouri River with my XI3 running at like 80% throttle, and homie in a Hobie next to me with pedal drive pulled away from me in current. I mean, it's amazing stuff. Yeah. But I'm not there to spend $250 to prove you're in better shape than me. You know what I mean? It's like, I'll tell you that and save the money. You know what I mean? I'm here to go, you know, fishing, you know, to fish. So that's what I'm so excited about is that, yeah, that still is in play, but now I think we're going to see the door open for a lot of. And there's another guy out there too that quite frankly is still one of the top anglers on this planet. You got to put him in the top five if you're being honest. That's Jody Queen. Oh, yeah. You know, and Jody's my you know, my older brother. Basically, the way I look at it, he's got me by a few years, but. Like he'll tell you the first, you know, the knees are hurting a little bit more these days, you know, things hurt. So, but he's still one of the best damn anglers you're going to find, you know, out there. So,
yeah. Yeah. And he did very well in that tournament too. He's got a lot of gray in his beard like me. So
he didn't actually get started till he was like 50, man. That's when he got going in tournament level. So when I got started at 48, I was like, all right, brother, you got me. Yeah. I've been in the boat world since I was, you know, mid 30s or whatever. But, in kayaks, I didn't get going until I was like 48. So he gave me hope.
Yeah, for sure. You know, I have a similar story. I wish I was as good as he is or has.
No kidding.
But, you know, I spent most of my career in the zoo field and really put all my energy into that effort. But I lived in Virginia for a little while for about 8 years, and we built a house on a lake. And then that's when I got addicted to kayak fishing because didn't have access to a ramp or anything. So that was it, you know. And Casey Reed was, you know, who's an outstanding angler. He was the tournament director of my first. Monthly, basically.
Oh, that's nice. All right.
And I talk to him every now and then about it. But yeah, it's just a small, you know, this kayak community is a small world. Like when, especially as you really get into it, if you get addicted like you and me, then, you know, you have a lot of close relationships with folks and businesses and that sort. And it's great. It's like a family. You see them, you know, like I see these guys once or twice a year, maybe, but it feels like, you know, they're my neighbors half the time.
Well, you know, and isn't it the maritime, you know, I guess unwritten, you know, rules of engagement, man, you hooking up G and getting him a boat so he could, you know, compete down there, brother. That is top rank stuff. You know, I mean, that's talk about making deposits in the good karma bank. You know what I mean? That's kind of, you know, You just don't see that elsewhere, in my opinion, other than the kayak world, man. It's a special place.
Yeah, I guess, you know, part of it is me paying it forward. Brandon Hewlett, Brandon, if you're going to watch this, he's on the Southern Slayers, and he's in here in Florida and Alabama, kind of that area. My first tournament I ever went to, I broke some stuff on my kayak, like right as I started off. He happened to be there, and he helped me out and, you know, basically pulled some stuff out of his truck and made it so I could fish that day. And, you know, I never forgot that. That was my first experience with tournament fishing. And I finished like second to last place or something like that. I don't really remember that part, but I remember how good a person he was.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just tried to pay that forward. Now, you know, I wish G would have, you know, he did great compared to, you know, a lot of other people. I know to his standards, he always wants to be in the top five and, you know, push for the championship all the time. But, you know, I think that's what we do. I think you're right. I would do it for anyone, you know, to be quite honest, assuming they're going to take care of my stuff. But, you know, sure. I have no doubt that G was going to do that or most people too. So, you know, I don't have to get a bunch of calls saying, "Hey, can I borrow your stuff, Buzz?" You know,
right. You know, so when you're in Florida, folks, hit Buzz up.
Yeah, for free.
Just get a plane ticket down there. That's all you need.
Right. Yeah.
That's so awesome. Clearly you chose a career dealing, with nature and stuff, but when, you know, talk me through the.
At Midway USA, we know the AR-15 is one of the most popular rifles in modern American history. Known for its modularity and widespread use, it's often considered essential to any gun collection. The essential things you need to run an AR-15 are usually always in stock during shortages, things like magazines and 5.56 ammo. Whether you're looking to buy a new AR-15 or buy parts for your modern sporting rifle, log on and for just about everything for the outdoors, shop MidwayUSA.com. Hunting boots are a critical component of any successful hunt. Whether walking a short distance to your blind or trudging miles through rugged terrain, your feet are carrying the load. Without the right boots, you could give up early and lose out on that trophy just over the ridge. At Midway USA, we make selecting boots for your next hunt easier. With just a few clicks of a mouse, you can decide on what's important, like waterproofing, insulation, size, width, and savings. For just about everything for shooting, hunting, and the outdoors, check out MidwayUSA.com.
You gave us a short version there of how the kayaks came to be, but let's talk fishing, man. When did that like get its literal hooks into you and lock you in on fishing itself?
You know, I grew up in central Illinois, and so, you know, it's cornfields and, you know, a few ponds. So their little Kennecuck County Park had a bunch of ponds when I was a kid, and my mom and dad would take me out and we'd go bluegill fishing on Horseshoe Pond. Like, you know, these are just things you always remember, right? And I could have done, my dad, you know, unfortunately, my father was an alcoholic, so he kind of looked at it as a good place to just enjoy a beer and sit back. And I'm sure he did the best that he could to help me fish, but he didn't really have skills. And my grandparents didn't, you know, a lot of guys have put, you know, their grandfather put a rod in their hand and taught them how to fish. I wasn't like that at all. And actually, I really loved going out to this spot because we would just catch 70, you know, 70 bluegill. We'd take them back, cook them up, and that sort of thing. But awesome. I didn't have anybody who knew really how to bass fish, and we didn't have a close lake. You know, I didn't grow up on the water, and so I always loved it. Like, it was that experience just got ingrained with me and stayed with me, especially as I continued my career outdoors. Because, you know, I just want people to I want them to get the most out of life, especially the outdoors, because it's meant so much to me. So I've hiked the Appalachian Trail. I've spent, you know, a lot of time internationally and nationally with wildlife and help people enjoy and appreciate wildlife and the outdoors.
Nice.
That was part of my career. Now I do that in the real estate industry too. You know, I just help get people to either help them solve a problem. You know, they need to move for a job or whatever, or I'm helping them, you know, build their dreams. Like, they want to move to this area, they want to build this house, or with fishing, I've kind of become a waterfront specialist here.
Nice.
So, Yeah, all that being said, is being outdoors has always been ingrained with me for my life. But fishing really didn't start till I was like 2015. And that's when it was my first kayak I got at Green Top in Richmond, Virginia, which is a Green Top Sporting Goods.
But the outdoors seem to pull you there, right?
Oh, I mean, yeah.
There's something about it.
Yep.
Maybe not be able to put your finger on it, but there's something about it just kept pulling you closer to it.
Yeah, and I think as kind of my career in the zoo field changed and transitioned, I saw it also as an opportunity to get more involved in the fishing industry. So We moved back here to Gainesville, Florida. My wife's from Gainesville. I went to college here for my graduate degree, and I even taught at the local community college for about 14 years prior to chasing zoo jobs for a while. But we came back during COVID and said, you know, as a lot of people, a lot of transition during that time, and you know, took advantage of kind of the real estate industry as well as the fishing. So kind of fishing is supposedly a side hustle. My wife might tell you different.
Right.
You know, the goal is to be, you know, the real estate pays the bills, and then, but I would love it if it could do that in reverse. Like I only have to sell about 6 houses a year. That would be great. But then I'm traveling more and fishing whenever I want or whatever. So my wife and I are real estate agents together as a team. So
nice.
So I think she appreciates that I go fishing for 2 or 3 days sometimes because we're always together, which she's great. She's the best. So
that helps, man. That support system is a major deal. You know, back in a different lifetime, I used to do different seminars and so forth, talking to some young guns coming up through our fishing industry here. Oh. And many of the times when I would meet some of the new folks coming in that were looking to make careers out of this whole thing, I tried to explain to them, and I don't know, I'd have to really sit down and put some serious bean power to this to tell, but it used to be where trying to make fishing as your primary focus was the name of the game, but in order to function and do that, the way our sports is lined up, you had to have a side hustle, right? Mm-hmm. You had to have something that worked to complement it and that allowed you the freedom to be able to go do this. Somewhere along the line, and it was before the MLF merger, before they purchased FLW, it started happening before that. It turned into where you had to have a gig that made you an income of some sort that allowed you to have your side hustle, which was that of a professional angler. You know, and I mean, people had their definitions of what is a professional angler. Is it somebody that their sole source of income comes from this? Mm-hmm. Or is it somebody who competes at the highest level that's available in the sport? You know, I mean, it's argued both ways, but what you're doing in that statement you brought up, it, you know, really strikes home. It's, you know, you got to look at, you know, which one can actually allow me to do this. The way I look at it, man, is if you're out there, you're having a, you know, solid impact and you're able to go fish and do a couple national trails or, you know, fish through, you know, a lot of the season piece there, shit, you're winning, man. Just keep on rocking, keep it rolling, you know, and, you know, do what you love, so to speak.
Yeah. I mean, the real estate industry gives me the flexibility to make my own schedule. Now, I'm still working, you know, 80 hours a week, so I don't have to work 40 sometimes, or I feel that way.
Right.
But it gives, especially working with my wife, Claudia. So if I'm not available, she's available. So our customers get, or if she's doing, you know, she's working at the women's club or volunteering, doing her thing, you know, with the community too, then I'm usually available. We make it. So it's great for our customers, and we're still able to have this. My wife's an interior designer too. So we have these side hustles, and the real estate, you know, it's working for us.
That's perfect,
now,
man.
Last quarter really wasn't working that much because of the interest rates, but, you know, it's gotten a lot better since even after Christmas. So
right.
We're grinding it out there.
Yeah, we're watching those interest rates pretty close ourselves over here because it's we'd like
to move into Florida. Call Buzz and Claudia.
That's right. That's right. Hey, man, I am doing everything I can to sell the wife on getting out of the snowy weather for January, February, and March. Just someplace we can jet to where I can fish my tail off through January. I got to be honest. I just feel so behind the eight ball. Mm-hmm. fishing against these other cats on the national scene when I got to shut things down because my stupid state likes to close off water and not even let us on it, you know, for 3-4 months out of the year. I'm like, where's my 3-4 month discount on my license and stuff? But yeah, so, and of course, I'm just, the older I get, brother, I'm just sick of snow, dog. I just,
Yeah, my last job was in Ohio, Toledo, Ohio, and it was terrible. My wife's from Florida. The weather, don't get me wrong, we met some awesome people there, some really good. And just like any job, you meet some great people and you meet some terrible people, and there were some terrible people there too. But at the end of the day, you know, we would go, you know, it's kind of like how I see, it's Seattle with snow to me. Like, it's gray for 5 months. Like, it's unbelievable how gray it is there with the with the lake effect snow. And yes, we were happy to move back. We really were. I mean, it ended up working great for us. Great things have happened to us here in Gainesville. Just caught my PB this past year.
All right.
Here, you know, in Florida. And, you know, I might not ever get a fish bigger. But I tell you what, here in North Central and Central Florida, you never know. Like, you could go out and you could blow your PB twice in the same month. So
that's amazing. How is it during hurricane season? I mean, when things start going there, I mean, when you're in the central area, though, so you don't really have the tidal flood stuff to worry about, do you?
Correct. North Central Florida is where I live, so that's the advantage of living in Gainesville, is most people from the coast come to Gainesville, you know, to try to get out of the major part of the storm. So we'll get tropical storm winds, 80-mile-per-hour winds, I think, is the strongest that I've ever been in, so we'll lose trees, power, and all that. But we don't have the flood stage sort of stuff where our house is going to be wiped, you know, wiped clean.
So you can replace windows and stuff, right? It's just when your whole foundation gets submerged, it gets tricky.
Yeah, so it's not to say we haven't had damage and problems here, but that's one reason I like Gainesville. It's a college town, you know. I went to University of Florida for one of my graduate degrees, And so it's always kind of a hip, you know, there's always something happening, whether it's a sporting event or whether arts or culture. Yeah, so we kind of like it. And Claudia's from here, so we have a good support system.
We should chat, man. We should chat. We should see what's down there. It might help me with my pleading my case to the misses, you know.
I'll just keep sending you pictures of double-digit fish, man.
Oh, you got me sold already, man. Good. I'm in. Florida strain, I'm in. Yeah, let's go ahead. So let's talk about, we have our common denominator, of course, what brought me to find out who you are, and likewise, is New Canoe. Amazing company owned by some outstanding people, awesome products. But what was it about New Canoe? What's your story about what brought you to the team there and a desire to kind of go further with it?
Yeah. So in 2015, like I said, I got my first kayak was a New Canoe. It was a Frontier 12 when I was in Richmond, Virginia. And what sold me on it at the time when they were doing advertising, I don't know if it was a friend of Blake's or their kids or something. They were doing backflips in the Frontier 12 or cartwheels or something like that on some of their advertising. And being in central Illinois, you know, I hadn't been out on the water much. So I was like, I want some stability in this thing. And it was really, for me, it was like the first fishing kayak that I thought, well, you know, I like to, you know, I think I might like to stand to fish and that sort of thing. And when I got on this little lake that I was on, it's like an 80 acre lake surrounded by like 30 homes. Everyone was like, what is that? It's not a boat. What is, you know, they were at the time, 2015, it was still a little bit of a novelty for a lot of folks.
Yeah.
And, part of what I do with even my guide business, and, you know, I try to support companies that work in, you know, with the, they build products in the United States. Now, I can't support every company, because like reels, there's nobody that really makes reels. I mean, there probably is, but I probably wouldn't be able to afford them in the United States. So, you know, that's why I'm with St. Croix as well, St. Croix Rods. So that aspect of being supporting, you know, U.S. branded goods or U.S. made goods, supporting small companies, local companies. If I can, I'll do that.
Birds of a feather, man. That's been a big part of ours as well, is making sure we find the utilizing, just like you said it best. You know, if we can afford, if our budget allows, and if we can rearrange some things, then we are going to continue to try to use exclusively just, you know, American made. It's not on everything, but yeah, as close as we can effectively get there, we try to. That's awesome stuff.
And I'm not going to support terribly made products because they're in the United States, you know, because they're made in the United States. So they need to be
agreed.
Good products that I support. Like, people ask me, you know, would you support this company or that company if they asked you? And I I've had companies ask me, will you go on your YouTube page or your Instagram or whatever, and you hype my product? And I said, well, look, I'm going to use it for 30 days or 60 days. And if I don't really like it, I'm going to tell you why I like it, but I'm not going to advertise. You know, I don't go on and say, well, this is a terrible product, you know, but because I don't think that's good for the company that,
right,
you know, wanted to support me. But I'm not going to just say, hey, I've been with Shelta Hats for almost 4 years. That's because I started using it before I even, you know, was even thought about fishing.
Sure.
I have that hairline that everybody needs to cover from the sun. And
I'm still good. I still got some, yeah. Right?
but so I guess that's kind of my philosophy of why I got hooked up with New Canoe. And then I just, you know, I wasn't on the team. Wesley Nolan here and was part of the state team at the time. And I got to know him, and you know, I'd email Blake and some other folks there, and I don't know. I probably just warmed down. I mean, I wasn't a pest. You know, I try not to be a pest.
Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
Midway USA brand product designers have one straightforward goal: develop high-quality, technically sound products and deliver them to customers at reasonable prices. If you are immersed in the shooting sports industry and pay close attention to every single detail, you know our products are built right and stand up to everyday use. Who has shooting mats and range bag systems to hunting clothing and just about everything for the outdoors? Log on and shop 24/7 with super fast shipping. MidwayUSA.com.
I'm going to do my thing no matter what. I'm going to tell people, if I like a product, I'm going to tell people about it. So I think they'd rather have me on their team than not, because I'm going to talk about their boats anyway.
Dude, I can tell you from an outsider's perspective, I watched you in the very beginning. Like, I watch, I'm a watcher. That's what I do. I keep tabs on certain things. And brother, you have a very professional, and you have a very, you come across, you know, even to people that maybe don't know you just yet, I can tell you're not full of shit. When you're talking, yeah, I mean that in the kindest, best possible complimentary way, because you know your stuff, but you also don't strike me as the kind of guy that would sell out for a dollar type thing. No, you know you've got your name, and especially now that I know that you're a real estate agent, and the background that you have, I now am doubling down on the fact that, yeah, no, yeah, reputation is everything, and making sure that you have your name positioned next to good people, good products out there. That's there's no dollar amount that could change that, you know, need. And that's the way your stuff, the content that you create, good content out there. It's not clickbait junk, you know, right. It's informative and it highlights things properly. So it was no surprise to me when I saw that you were picked up, you know, and put on the team like that. It's like, yeah, that's solid. We need him down there in Florida, you know, repping us up like that for sure.
Yeah. I mean, I've learned a lot doing this social media thing. Yeah, I wish I could, I continue to try to do more as I figure this out. You know, I think my first My first video was so bad. It was like at Christmas time, you know, just talking about missile baits, you know, I don't know, the Crawfather or something like that. It was just terrible.
Dude, like,
my advice would be just to do it.
You know? I looked at my first interview that I did 3 years ago, and I'm like, what the hell was I thinking? Yeah. Oh, my gracious. Yeah, man, I'm surprised that we made it this long here, but you're right. Just pull the trigger. Yeah. Content is more important than the quality right now, so just get on it, get doing, and the rest will come together for you.
Yeah, and it's also how I built relationships, because you can just ask questions. And, you know, some of my best videos have been kind of what I do in real estate. And even, you know, as I started guiding a little bit, was I'm either solving a problem, like when I talk about the motor guide remote, that's like one of my best videos, or helping people put kayak stickers, making them stick on their kayak.
Yeah.
Those are a couple. But some of my best ones are like, or one of my worst ones, are when I'm catching great fish. Like, you know, just another guy, you know, catching another fish. You know, so I suppose I could clickbait all that and maybe get some more followers or whatever. But I'm going to help somebody solve a problem, or I'm going to help them fulfill a dream. So if you come down to Florida and you go fishing with me, you know, we're going to do our best to put you on fish, or maybe some big fish or a special fish like the Suwannee bass or something. Or, you know, you just go online and, you know, I have an upcoming video that's coming up where I do something with, you know, the little bait protectors or, yeah. I do something a little different with those. I don't think anybody else is doing. I was like, oh, you know, maybe I should just tell somebody about that. So if it helps somebody else, that's fine. If not, it might be the funniest video anybody's ever seen.
You mean the ones that are hooked to your fishing pole?
Like
putting protection.
Rebels don't get hooked in everything.
Do you want to know one of the tricks? And hopefully I don't spoil anything for you, but this is something I used to do when I had like 30 rods in my bass boat. Water bottle.
Oh, really?
Take a water bottle, split it, just put one cut all the way down, and it's almost like it was built for it. The way it goes over your rod, you snap it over, protects the crankbait. Yeah, I mean, it makes a hell of a racket when it's in the locker. But, man, in a hurry, I always had water bottles, right? I was burning through them, so it's like I had this rod locker full of them, and I'm like, God, there's got to be something else I could do with that. And, yeah. Sure as heck, a real good fillet knife, you know, cut through that thing completely. Cool. And yeah, I hadn't thought of that.
See, that's the thing. It's like, okay, and I probably won't use that. But that's not because it's not a good idea. It's just not a good fit for me. So for mine, I actually have a totally different use for this that has nothing to do with treble hooks, believe it or not. I just had some laying around. I was like, you know, it's about saving some space. So I don't want to ruin it.
I can't wait for it. But, dude, you sat in my garage with me. You don't know you did, but you did. You sat in my garage with me when we were applying some decals to the yak.
Oh, great.
I had no problem on a fiberglass hull. That's easy peasy. But yeah, sure. I wasn't curious, and I didn't want to take, you know, really sandpaper to my hull,
right,
you know, and ruin my finish type thing. So, I followed right along there with Uncle Buzz, walked me through this. And, I think I'm going to have a hard time getting them off of there now when I'm cleaning them down this year.
For sure. Yeah. You know, and you got to be careful too, because you can't say this is the only way to do it. Like, don't say that.
Right.
No, just there's 100 ways to do it, but this is the way that works. I guess that's what I try to do. That's why I don't do that many so far. I've done okay in tournaments and so forth, but I usually do follow-ups. Like, I don't consider, I've only been bass fishing competitively for like 4 years.
Yep.
So I don't feel genuinely comfortable enough to just say, hey, go use this crankbait on a wall of Chickamauga or something like that, because I really haven't fished it. But if I've had some success, then you'll see a video come out and just says, here's what worked for me.
Yeah.
And nobody can say that's bad or good, because it's my own experience.
Bro, I totally get that, because personally, one of the things that led me to where I'm at today with the nonprofit being my primary focus, and tournament fishing is now taking a back seat to that. One of the things that led me there was the initial realization that I don't want to be another angler out there going, hey, buy my fishing rod, buy my tackle. because everybody was doing it. You know what I mean? It's like, no, I'm not interested in that there. And there is a huge difference. You had said something earlier, and I wanted to point this out. There's a massive difference between selling something and promoting it.
Yeah.
The promotions is where I find myself. When I believe in something, I'll explain to you why I believe in them. But any rate, what I decided to do and what it, I, so I told that I am associated with what you're saying here is that I started representing organizations. I have no problem doing this here. When I roll these companies at the bottom, these are the organizations that I do business with. And All Terrain Tackle makes fantastic jigs that I love. But I also know there's a lot of there are a lot of companies out there that make a ton of jigs that are good quality products that other people love. And maybe the All Terrain jig isn't for you. Maybe it's not doesn't suit your style. But what I will tell you is this. I don't know as many companies out there that are more built with just solid good people throughout them than Blackfish, All Terrain, New Canoe, Amped Outdoors. These organizations have said, hey, man, we want to help you on your mission. They've gotten behind us on what we're doing. And yeah, they have products that I trust and use every day when I'm out there on the trail. But it just so happens that they're owned by really amazing, awesome people. So whether I'm working with them this year or not, won't matter. The fact remains, those are great companies, great people. We love them to death, you know, and that's where we decided to start changing our focus. And I always tell people that when I you know, prospectively start working for them, that I'm going to promote your company more than your product. I need you to know that.
Yeah.
But when something works, like you said, I'll explain to them how I used your product to get something done. You know?
Right.
So, yeah, I feel you on that in a big way, Buzz.
Yeah, I think you have to be careful how many companies you take on. You know,
oh, yeah.
In some ways, because you want to provide value to every one of them, right? And some
exactly.
people have greater demands. You know, I have contracts, you know, that I need to do. That I have to, you know, carry out if I want to continue their support. So they're not just doing it, of course, because they support, you know, me as an angler or the fact that I do work with the Wounded Warriors Project with one of my regional
nice.
With my one of my regional New Canoe dealers at
yeah.
St. Augustine Paddle Sports. You know, so it's not just about that. You have to execute, you know, what they want, or you won't be with them, you know, in the previous years. And so it is a challenge. But for me, it's not that hard when I already believe in it. It would be really hard,
right,
if I didn't use it before, or I didn't, you know, already like it. Because
yep.
then you're not motivated. It's like, oh, I gotta, you know, it might as well be as simple as, you know, cleaning your toilet, which nobody wants to do, you know, with a company that you don't really like or believe in.
And that's, right,
you know, just the opposite with all, you know, the companies that you work with and that I work with. And
yeah,
New Canoe was a big part of that. Like they trusted me early on between stream to sea sunscreen, Shelta hats, and New Canoe. Those three, you know, once you get in with one of those, then you can use the connections to get associated with some of these others. So they do yeah. look within the industry. It's such a small industry.
It really is, isn't it? You mm-hmm. know, and that's ironic because in about 35, 45 minutes, I'm going to be joining Randy Newman on the final cast. And we're
oh, yeah.
talking tonight about burning bridges. That's his episode. And I'm going to be on there and we're going to be talking this very topic right here,
yeah.
man. That's so, yeah, I couldn't agree more on that. Your dealers in the area for New Canoe, we were talking off air. You've got a couple that you support. I want to give you a chance to kind of talk about your dealers that you work with down there in Florida.
Yeah, I appreciate that. So in just outside of High Springs, Florida, which is the one that's closest to me, is a place called Run 138. They are on Highway 138 and they're on the Santa Fe River. And that's the one that's closest to me. And they're just wonderful people there. They sell other brands as well, you know, like most dealers. And they do a lot of paddles down up and down the river. They don't do quite as much fishing as St. Augustine Paddle Sports. which is northeast of me. I don't get up there as often. We have another New Canoe team member who lives a little bit closer, but we work together to help support them. And then who has really been, I would say, dominating North Central Florida's beach basement kayaks. And they have, they probably have at any one time 50 kayaks in their place. And super awesome people there. Merrill and Mark Bolin, and just they'll do anything for you. I mean, they're
nice.
You know, and I would guess all three of those ones that I work with
right.
And try to visit on a regular basis, you know, at least twice a year, is they all would do anything for you. They really would. Like, that's, I think, the best part to me was working with the dealers, is they'll call me up and say, hey, look, I know we're close to the river, but I can't take this person out. They want to see New Canoe. Can you bring one of your boats out? And I'm happy to do it because I'm going nice. Out anyway.
Right.
So
another chance to fish.
That's right. It's another chance to fish, show people the kayak. And ultimately, when you have these partnerships, it is about sales. I think people forget that. They just want to get on a team, or what my friend calls a lot of these guys who you see them switching teams all the time. I call them sticker lickers, because they just want, they want their name on something, you know, and they're constantly switching because right. they think something's better. That's just never been my philosophy. And helping the dealers has always been New Canoe's, their philosophy. Like,
yeah,
their job is to sell boats, and they're not going to help me as an angler if I'm not helping those dealers. So
yeah.
I was real fortunate. I have three, you know, pretty close to me. Some That's people awesome. Might not say close. You know, some people, you know, just I'm willing to drive 2 hours to talk to a dealer and go to their shop and help them out if they ask, or if there's a festival, I'll go and sit at their festival and help answer questions.
Dude, I would give anything, yeah, for that, to be able to have someone a little bit closer. Our dealer out, you know, out here is not super active. Great dealer, and has sold quite a few New Canoes in this area, a lot more than what I originally had realized. But no shop.
We have a lot more water, right? I mean,
oh man,
you know,
and you have 12 months to do it too.
Right. Yeah, it's great to live in Florida. You know, there's sometimes you don't want to be in Florida, but you know, this is the time of year. I don't know, it's 55 degrees out today. It was cold. Like, I got a sweatshirt on.
Cold at 55.
Yeah.
Dude, we're in flip-flops and shorts at 55 out here. So talk to me. North Central. Now, I don't remember seeing, so I don't know if you're aware of this town. It's actually kind of got a big name for baseball, for Little League stuff, but Live Oak, Florida.
Oh yeah, Live Oak's north of here.
So I lived there third and fourth grade. Lived in Live Oak. Yeah, I don't remember, maybe one or two, but not a lot of gators up that far north.
Well, as a former zoologist, I can tell you that there's plenty of gators there, but not like Central Florida. Like, if you got the Fellsmere right now, they're stacked. There's, you know, Okeechobee has the most alligators in our state. You know, obviously it's the largest, you know, lake in our state. And then Orange Lake, which is my home lake, which is about 20 minutes from my house, 25 minutes from my house, has like the second amount. So it also, both of those lakes, you know, house giant fish. So
the 1911 is one of the most iconic firearms in history. Designed by John Browning, the 1911 was the standard issue sidearm of the U.S. military from 1911 to 1985. While Colt produced the original, almost every major firearm company has produced its own version. It's wildly revered for its reliability, crisp trigger, and is still a favorite for all types of shooters. Whether you're looking to buy or build a 1911 and just about everything for guns, log on to MidwayUSA.com.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
You know, I think last year Orange Lake had multiple 15 and 16 pound fish were pulled out of it. And there was more like Hall of Fame fish pulled out of Orange Lake than Headwaters and Fellsmere Lakes. Now Headwaters has more like 8 pounders every year, but.
So for an old guy that's in an area where, you know, mosquitoes are the most dangerous thing I encounter on the daily when I'm out and about, are there many interactions that don't turn out so well with anglers and gators? Or is it usually the gators don't want to have anything to do with you and they leave you alone, provided you're not messing around with them when they're horny or guarding a nest?
Yeah, so you know. Yeah, exactly.
I've watched some Discovery Channel, Buzz. You know, I'm close to being where you're at, you know.
Yeah. Well, you lived in Live Oak, so somebody told you, you know, something.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So the most dangerous interactions are when people are feeding them, right? Or they're getting the alligators used to other folks. Or, you know, every year you read about somebody's dog disappearing because they you know, off their leash, or, you know, they had the video of the guy rescuing his dog and from a smaller alligator. So, yes, they do occur, but it's usually brought on by some human interaction, not just out of the blue. Now, that being said, you know, I think one of the things that really deters alligators from being more curious about humans is the hunting season here. And I'm not a huge hunter or anything like that, but you know, in Fellsmere, for example, they don't hunt that I know of at Headwaters. And this is the first year we actually had two kayak anglers have incidents this year that it's really kind of unheard of outside of this, but it's also a place where they don't hunt them that much. Mm-hmm. And it was also, one was a guy had his paddle bit as he was paddling. He wasn't like hitting the alligator over the head with it. He probably went over it and he came up and just bit it. And another one actually bumped his boat and knocked him out of it. And so that was the first. And I I've lived in Florida. So let me just say, I don't want to scare people, but I've lived in Florida for most of my adult life. You know, I'm 54 now, and it just happens to be that they both happened this year. But prior to, you know, at least 30 of my years, I lived in Florida and never heard of anything like that. So yeah, I mean, you know, you hear about their dogs and that sort of thing, but yeah. So don't feed alligators marshmallows. And don't hang, you know, if you see, like I saw a crocodile on Snooktopia's webpage recently hanging down in South Florida, right by the boat ramp. And I'm like, how does that get there? Like, the only way it got there is because people are feeding them.
Yep.
And crocodiles, no way. You wouldn't even see me close to that thing compared to alligators. Alligators, they're pretty chill compared to a crocodile. But, yeah. And we don't have any crocodiles up here yet.
Yet you say, another hurricane or two to disperse, you know, a few things. And
we did have flamingos this year.
Gracious.
In North Central Florida after one of the big storms after the hurricane.
Yep. So it's like a big blender, man. It mixes all kinds of stuff up.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm actually be more worried about the Burmese pythons right now. If you ask me, if I was standing on the bank, would I be more worried about an alligator or Burmese python? Probably a Burmese python.
No kidding.
You see the Burmese python. The alligator you probably see pretty quick, but
right.
And those are moving north. So
yeah,
we get some freezes in Gainesville, so I don't think we're gonna have them this far, but I bet we see them in Tampa.
Wow.
You know, in the next 15 years probably.
Sadly. Well, you know, and it's part of the deal, right? I mean, when we go out, when you're in Mother Nature, you need to understand that you're in their home, right? And respect it as such. Be smart. Don't be stupid.
That's right.
There is, you know, it's the same thing. Wear the PFD. You know, going out and being free and enjoying Mother Nature doesn't mean being dumb, right?
That's
so,
right.
You know, I'm a firm believer in that. Follow some rules. Follow some basics. And,
yeah.
You go swimming in the ocean, you're not top of the food chain. You know?
People ask me all the time, should I take my gun out onto the water? No, you shouldn't. You're more likely to shoot yourself in the foot, you know, than you are. Or put a hole in your kayak and sink your kayak, you know, whatever. Then, no, I don't know. You know, I'm sure there's anyone could argue that with me. I'm a great, you know, shot. I wouldn't, you know, I wouldn't shoot myself or anyone else. But
when's the last time you checked that by being chased by a gator? When you got the adrenaline of, you know, something like that going.
Yeah, if you ask me how many accidents happen with alligators versus how many accidents happen with your sidearm, I can, you know, but some people don't want to talk facts. So.
Right. Yeah, no, that's, I went down to Felsenthal Refuge and I stopped by. I needed something because I knew we were going to run into them there. The potential was there. And so, yeah, Walmart man, $16, had me a machete, and it just stayed right in the deal. I'm like, hey, if you get me, you know, you're going to have one hell of a headache. I'll tell you that right now. Sure. You're not going to feel like eating me by the time I get done with you.
Yeah. No, you're more likely to have a problem at the boat ramp with somebody.
Yeah.
It's like, get your kayak out of my way in my boat.
Okay, right.
Well, that's how I get started, you know.
No kidding. Listen, man, that's super cool. This is you're an interesting dude, man, and you conduct yourself, you know, fantastic out there. You got a guide service. You've got, of course, the real estate agency. You're involved with, you know, with New Canoe and several dealers out there. You keep yourself busy. You're an avid outdoorsman, man. And if anybody, you know, on Facebook, go give Buzz a follow out there, and you will see the pictures, the content he puts up. It's awesome stuff.
Great.
And yeah, man, we sincerely appreciate you stopping by here and chatting with us and talking fishing, talking New Canoe. Before, obviously, let's throw a little more New Canoe love. What is your boat? What do you run for New Canoe?
Yeah, for tournaments and most of the time, I am running the Unlimited.
Of course.
With a bow mount motor guide, and I use a power pole on it.
Nice.
And for this upcoming year, I'll probably still be in Unlimited. I know some of you already saw in February, we're coming out with the U10. I'm definitely going to be checking that out. I think that will probably replace my Flint, which is I also have to go up and down the river. It's kind of like what we were talking about this before is I'll let my guests take the more stable boat, you know, and I'll be in the Flint where I feel more, you know, it's narrower, it's faster, it's nimbler, so I can move around them and help them a little bit easier than with the Unlimited.
Blake and Brian are pretty stoked about this U10 and its stability, man. It's very wide. It's a thick bottom, you know, boat, basically the way it's coming out, just the way we like them, you know, type. It's built for comforts. The cool thing from my understanding is all the Unlimited accessories already bolt right up to it, man. So the only thing you're going to be probably needing to get a little different, like in my case, I have the foot steering for my EPS drive. And so I'd need to get a different cable there. And then of course, when I do run the bow mount up there, it's not a big deal. I just have to run some, you know, I use the motor to steer. I use the rudder kit on the back to keep from tail sway. But,
Probably what I'm going to do next year. So I have a power pole on the back of mine. I'm going to use the one objective plate and I'll probably have a rudder, power pole, bow mount up front for most of the tournaments. And then if I'm in a river, I'll probably use the EPS system so that it kicks up and I don't, you know, fall out of the boat with the motor guide or something, hitting a rock or something.
I noticed that one objective has that dual one that kicks off the two side there. And man, I've been meaning to look at and pull the trigger on a power pole mini myself. I was with power pole for a lot of years when I was in the boat. And then when I left the boat world, I wanted to swap over, but I didn't even realize at the time they had power poles for kayaks. I saw it. I'm like, I need to get back on that team, man.
And I was an early adopter of that. Like in 2016 is when I got that. And I was like one of the first people who used the battery for that. It's totally changed the way I fished at that particular time. It was, it is still one of the best. And I'm not I'm not on their team or anything like that. So this is just no bull. I try to be genuine as I can. Their customer experience is probably the best in all the industry. if there's a company that I would like to be involved with that I felt like I could provide a lot of value to, that would be JL Marine is one of those. They're just awesome.
They've got that reputation, man. That was when I was first making the swap. I came from Triton over to Nitro as a boat owner, and I had the opportunity to speak with Edwin Evers. And I asked him kind of just, I was like, off the record, between you, me, and the fence post, Talons, Powerball, you know, which way? And he goes, I don't have any experience with the Talons to be able to give you an honest opinion on that. He goes, but what I'm going to tell you right now is that you won't find a finer group of human beings than JL Marine. He said, those guys will take care of you as if you were doing the job I'm doing. He said, I promise you that. These guys are just solid, solid people. And that went a long way when a guy like Edwin Evers would, you know, compliment him like that.
He has this choice of anybody he wants to go with, you know.
So. And then some, yeah.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, and the first thing he said was, you know, company is what he had mentioned, just how awesome those guys were.
Like what we talked about before, yeah. It's awesome.
Good stuff. Well, listen, brother, I can't thank you enough for stopping by, taking time out of your busy day here to come chat fishing with us. Gene, I have a feeling we'll definitely do more of this.
Yes, I hope so. But do you mind if I give a little shout-out to my sponsors?
No, fire it up. Yeah. Fire it up,
man. So Amped Outdoors, I know you're with them as well, and they're super people, great customer service. Boss Art Realty Services, you know, that's the company, that's my broker who I work with. Cross Kicks Footwear, I've been involved with them for a few years now. Engel Coolers, Florida, great Florida cooler company here. Gill Fishing, a more recent group of people, that very sustainable group too, you know, part of my wildlife background, you know, helps me support sustainable businesses as we can. New Canoe, Shelta Hats, mentioned them already. St. Croix Rods, the best rods on earth.
And dude, then, I was just looking at St. Croix, man. That's been a company that I've you know, I've hem-hawed back and forth. I've had my first encounter with St. Croix. Some guys let me, a couple guys that when I lived in Minnesota there, a couple guys let me use a couple of their rods, the St. Croix rods. And I was blown away. I'm like, oh my gosh, man. And then I, you know, I took care of them like they were gold. I gave them back. I'm like, I wish my budget could afford that. And they were like, what do you mean? These are like, you know, $170 rods, man. I'm like, are you kidding me? That felt like a $400, $500 rod that I was using out there today. And that's if there's a company on the True Patriot Outfitters wish list, it would be St. Croix, man. We would love, because that's American-made. I know the area where they're at up there for the Pete. And, that's awesome stuff that you got on board with.
Yeah.
That's a great company.
Yeah, good. I was really, you know, just luck. You know, there's some luck involved. It's just the timing worked out perfect for me at that particular end for them. To be involved with them. And I didn't start out, you know, I'm on their elite fishing team right now, or whatever they call that, but they have different levels. So for those people who are out there kind of looking to get involved, don't get discouraged if, hey, you know, you're not at the top of where you should be. They're going to work you in. You just keep showing your value. And then Stream to Sea Sunscreen, they're, you know, I've got a lot of loyalty to those guys. They're like the first people who, you know, trusted me to talk about something, their product that I really like.
Nice.
And then Titan Tungsten is another one, American made. They are working really hard at trying to make all their tungsten in the United States. So,
nice. That's not an easy move.
It's not. I like them. I like what they're about. They're still innovating, and they're trying to work things out as well as they can.
Yeah.
But so I support them, and I think they have a great program to support their anglers too. So
heck yeah.
So that's about it for my sponsors or my partners. No one's paying me really to do, you know, they're not paying my entry fees or anything like that, but they'll give me.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy? Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Good, you know, a good discount, which I'm already going to be fishing anyway, so that really helps.
You know, I've always said this when people talk about, you know, well, you can't call them a sponsor if you're not getting money. That's a level of horseshit, because some of the best deals, some of the best relationships are built on product work. Yeah. And built on, you know, basically, like you said, creating value for each other. However it works out, if they help you do what it is that you love to do on any level, that's a partnership, man. You're putting your names together. That's a sponsorship. They're, you know, like you said, you to them to you, back and forth, man. That's, yeah, that people that start splitting hairs out there, it's usually the people that don't have anything themselves in regards to that, or, you know, whatever else. So it's,
yeah.
No, it's, I mean, it is absolutely a sponsorship for sure. They're supporting you doing what you're doing out there, and who knows, you know, that's, who knows where that grows from there.
That's right. Be picky. And so that's my advice to all young anglers out there. You're trying to, you know, figure out, do I want to be on a team or do I want? Be as picky for what, you know, what you use, what you want. Use it first, you know, purchase it first, you know, before you, you know, ask them for anything. And then, so make sure you genuinely like, and then be loyal. Be as loyal as, you know, as you can. I mean, that's, if you're picky, then you can be as loyal for as many years as you want.
So, research the word professional.
Yeah, for sure.
Be that.
Yeah. No doubt. Watch your social media, people.
Good Lord.
Jeez.
I don't know. Last question, I'll ask you this, because it's, you and I are same generation, brother. And so if it was possible, I would take every last social media account, put them in a baggie, and flush them tomorrow with a smile. If it were possible, how about you? What is your feeling on it?
Well, I probably wouldn't. I wish there was a way to make it more positive, you know?
Yeah.
I guess that's kind of...
And not so stupidifying.
Yeah. Like, where your focus is, right? So... Yeah. You know, I just try to control what I can control. I can't control other people. I try not to comment, you know, too hard, but, you know, it doesn't matter. Sometimes I'll make it, you know, here's my opinion about it. Well, that's the last thing you should do.
How dare you?
Yeah, 20 people. When I make my opinion, I said my opinion the other day. I got just raked over the coals for it. It's just my experience. That's all it was, dude. Okay.
Right.
No, like
right.
It. All right. So, yeah, I should have known better. It's, you know, so just use your common sense. Be nice to people. You know, just figure out what you want out of it. Like, and remember that you're an example for others.
Yeah.
So, I mean, some people, I mean, that's how people get views or likes, or that's how they tie up their own who they are by how many likes they are.
Yeah.
You know, I've got like my Instagram page, 27, just under 2,800 people, but I'm going to engage with those people. I hope they like me, and I think I like them. So if somebody doesn't join, it's not going to hurt my feelings.
Yep.
You know, the fact that I don't have 10,000 or whatever. I think my companies I work with understand that. They'd rather have engagement with my 2,800 people than me paying for 36,000 bots, you
yep.
know?
Yep.
So, yes, there's parts of social media I'd like to cancel out. But I will say this, social media and the internet, I would not be in the position I am with the because I just didn't have access to people who knew fishing when I was yeah. young compared to today. Like, you can learn so fast. We haven't talked about, you know, forward facing sonar, thank goodness. But which I don't currently have, but the fact that you could learn so fast at something that's only been around for, you know, a handful of years now, is just totally amazing. It can change careers.
For sure. Well, on that awesome note of social media, folks at home, don't forget, make sure to go out and like and subscribe to us here on YouTube. In all seriousness, it is one of the best possible ways. The YouTube platform is the one that we are focused on the heaviest these days, just because that is our reach. That is where we can get the mission out there to people. So, of course, subscribe on our YouTube channel. We love the fact that it's a small number, but it's organically grown, and it's been, you know, nice and steady over the course of the years. Now that we're with the Paddle and Fin, we anticipate that will probably start to move up quite a bit here over time. But make sure to hit that up there. And of course, one last time, let's throw it up here, Buzz's Facebook page at BBIRELINE. Give that a follow there and a like. And is it the same thing over at Instagram? Same
handle? No, Instagram, it's Beeline Fishing, BEELINE Fishing.
Perfect.
And awesome. Do some good out there. You guys, you know, I appreciate the Paddle and Fin, Doc Talk. You know, you guys are all doing great things, bringing value to a lot of people. So I'm proud to be on this program. And, you know, we'll be talking it up, and I'd love to come back. So
I was going
to
say, I have a feeling that we'll be doing this more often. We will come back and we'll talk some fishing, man. We'll get into stuff like forward facing, the fact that I just sold mine. I used it for two seasons. It's just not me, man. Yeah. I'm not that guy. I can't stare at it. You know, it's like, bah! No, I want to see something and go. But yeah, we'll talk some of that stuff. We'll talk, you know, Florida Strain. We're starting to see them, you know, starting to move around the country quite a bit. Yeah. I think you'd be a great guy to talk with about that for sure. So
love to. Happy to help.
Awesome stuff. Folks, remember, we can't do this stuff without you. We appreciate you. We love you, the support, the TPO mission. Of course, Paddle and Fin Podcast Network. Make sure to smash all those likes and subscribes. As always, folks, tight lines and be safe. We hope you enjoyed the interview there, folks. That was it was really cool to sit there and kind of get to know him and kind of see Buzz, his perspective down there in the Florida waters, and just kind of hear about the kayak fishing down there. A little bit of jealous, but at the same time, there's a lot of benefits being in the Midwest, man, and we're good with that. But nevertheless, man, New Canoe, we got some great team members out there for sure. There's no doubt about it. We're proud to be a part of that whole big family. This episode pre-recorded. Remember that, folks. This So there's a reason why I'm not replying or showing your comments right now. It's because this is pre-recorded, and that would explain that. So with everything being this close, man, just wanted to go ahead and throw out there a reminder. The All-American Kayak Series is about to fire off at Lake of the Ozarks. All right. It's about to get kicked off here. You don't want to miss this thing, man. All-American Kayak Series this season is going to be fire. Check this out real quick. Going to be an awesome season, man. Don't miss your chance here. Go get signed up, get your membership, get in for that AOI. Let's get her going, man. It's going to be a great season. This, you can be a part of helping put the All-American back in its place where it belongs, which is you know, on the scene and being the premier Midwest of the U.S. giving options to you guys, to the anglers in the Midwest, to be able to fish a location without needing to drive 14, 15 hours to get to it. You can, you know, big payouts, as good a payout as any division that's out there. And going against some fantastic anglers, man. At the end of the day, it's the experience, right? I mean, that's what you're aiming there for. It's one thing to say you got a, you know, got a name next to your name or whatever, but it's another thing. I mean, at the end of the day, we're looking to go out and have an amazing experience, fish at great fisheries, and cash a check, dude. I mean, at the end of the day, that's what we're looking for. The All-American is your place to do that, so go check them out there. All right, folks, we appreciate all that you have done for us here. The subscribes, the likes, the follows, the comments, all that stuff is needed. And we sincerely appreciate it. We can't do this kind of stuff without you. We will see you on the next episode here. We're going to be going live. There's going to be a lot of coverage coming from the All-American and some coverage coming from the Bassmaster Classic. So be checking out our channels here. We'll see you next time. Tight lines and be safe.
I'm Will Cooper, host of Hunt Stand's Make Your Mark podcast. For even more content, be sure to watch the original films from Hunt Stand Presents on the Waypoint TV channel every Tuesday at 10 p.m. Eastern. Visit waypointtv.com to learn more.
In Wild Country, rules were not created by man. Don't miss Wild Country, Wednesdays from 7 to 11 p.m. Eastern. Presented by Primos. Speak the language. Waypoint TV, the destination for outdoor entertainment.